Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Hannah Ashton podcast. This is episode 3, and I'm your host, Hannah Ashton. So for today's episode, I'm going to be talking all about how I like to balance school, social life, and my business and YouTube. I get asked this question a lot on social media because I am a full-time high school student. I like to do things after school like musical theater and choir and just a bunch of extracurriculars. And I also love hanging out with my family and friends. And then I also run a full-time YouTube channel, a vlog channel, and this business. You can say that my time is very scheduled, pretty packed. I stay fairly busy. Actually, I stay really busy. And I feel like in this day and age, that's just an adjective for all of our lives, busy. And we always are saying it, we're always tired, exhausted, busy, overworked, overbooked. But the question is, are you busy just to stay busy? Or are you busy with things and activities that bring you joy and that make you happy and that you love? So today I'm going to tell you about a quick little exercise that you can do to help manage your priorities and balance everything that you do in your busy life. It's also going to help you add the things that you really love to do into your life, which leads to having happier days and happier weeks. So the first step of this exercise is to make a list of your top priorities. Out of everything that you do, write down what is most important to you and what you love doing most. So it could be your church or youth group, your family, your friends, but it can be smaller things too. So maybe you love reading. That should be in your list of top priorities. Or maybe you love playing volleyball for your school. That's going to be a top priority. These are priorities that you want to do or that you love to do, not things that you maybe are inclined to, like school or the job that you don't like, but it pays the bills. These are things that you love to do with your life. And then it's time to do a little math to figure out how much time you actually have in your week. So this is how I like to do it. Let's say you get 8 hours of sleep, okay? This is the ideal. You get 8 hours of sleep out of 24 hours. That leaves 16 hours left in your day, or 112 hours that you're not sleeping in a week. So then you're going to schedule out a rough draft of your time. So I spend about 40 hours a week at school. I would say about 10 hours of driving. I put together 6 hours of getting ready because it takes me about an hour every day to shower, get dressed, you know, all of that. And I do that, say, 6 times a week. Added up, all those tasks counted for 56 hours. So that's 56 hours that I put to things that I have really no choice to do. School, driving, getting ready. Out of my 112 hours of being awake in my week, that left 56 hours for me left. So I was using half of my time for things that I couldn't really choose to do, but now I have 56 hours left to put towards the things that I want to do, my priorities. So do this for a week. Write down at the end of every day or throughout your day how many hours or minutes you were spending doing something. If you were at school, if you were hanging out with friends or family, if you were just on Netflix or just on your phone, try to record it all. And once you have your week recorded, it's time to go back now and look at that list of top priorities again. See how much time you were actually spending on your top priorities and how much time you were just messing around, maybe watching YouTube videos, scrolling through Instagram, mindlessly going on the Snapchat map. You may be surprised at how little time you spend doing what you love and how much time of your day is wasted on something that isn't going to benefit you. So this is how I like to balance my friends, my work, and having time for myself. I then schedule in how many hours a week I want to spend with friends and family. And then I schedule in how many hours a week I want to spend working on my YouTube or my business. And then how much time I need for myself, which could be taking a bath, reading a book, or watching a Netflix show. So let's say I want to put 10 hours of my next week towards friends and family. I'm then going to schedule in time. So I'll let my parents know that, you know, if you guys want to have a family game night on Monday night, I will take an hour out of my 10 hours scheduled for friends and family for that. or I will text some of my friends and see if they want to go to the lake for 4 hours on Saturday, and I'll schedule in that. And you don't have to do this every week, because I know it can seem a little stressful and a little time-consuming in itself to schedule out every hour of your life, and I'm really not about that. I'm also about, you know, being spontaneous in the moment and just having free days. But if you're really struggling with balancing it all, sometimes it's good to just take a week and schedule out every hour, just so you can see how much time you actually have, and you can see how much time you can actually spend doing what you love. And you may be surprised. You thought you had no time, you thought you were super busy, but really you had all these extra hours that were going to nothing. So try out this exercise, and if you find you're doing something for tons of hours a week that you don't love and it's optional, then try to remove yourself from it. Open up that time for things that you love, starting your business that you always wanted to start, or hanging out with your friends more. Your life isn't supposed to be just a strict planner and schedule and calendar. It's made to live in the moment. But sometimes we lose that. We lose the idea of living in the moment because we don't think we have enough moments. We don't think we have enough time to go hang out this weekend or have a few hours to relax on Friday night. So that's where this exercise really comes in handy, and showing you how much time you actually have, how much time you're spending doing things that don't benefit you, and how much time you're spending on things that you love, and how to implement the things that you love more into your life. That's what this exercise is all for. A rule of thumb for me is that obviously I go to school every day of the week during the school year, but then let's say it's a Friday night and I really need to film, or I really need to edit a podcast. If my friends are going out and I want to go hang out with them, or my family's going to see a movie and I want to go see the movie with them, I'm going to choose my friends and family and my relationships in person over my work. And that's just where I'm at my age. I'm a senior in high school. I want to make the most of my senior year. And for me, at this stage of my life, my work is not my top priority, even though I love what I do and it brings me so much happiness. I know that I need to spend this time with friends and family and fellowshipping over just sitting at my computer all day. So that's the rule of thumb for me if any of my, you know, things that I'm doing clash, but you can determine all of that for yourself. Anyway, I hope this podcast episode was helpful. I have a little worksheet linked in the show notes on my blog. So if you're listening to this on SoundCloud, head over to hannahashtoncontent.com, the recent blog post with this podcast episode in it. There is a link to a worksheet that sort of outlines this exercise a little bit better than me just talking about it. But I hope it was helpful. I hope it made sense. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on social media or email me. And I will see you guys in my next podcast episode, which should be an interview. So I am super excited for it. Okay, guys, I will talk soon. Bye.